Today's learning is really Nishra's B'chaim Lizim, Shem Shanaria, Meshra, Ben Daniel, Miss Rivka Bas Meshra, Israeli, Sermonach, Meshra, Miss Husfu, Shalema, Chaim, Meshra, Eva, Malkin, and Brachma, Sarah, Malkin, Matriyitzk, Befe, Godina, and a Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So I believe this is the last time we are getting together this year. So it's a Hashem, the Schus of the learning should be a Melitz Yashub for us and for Lizzie. And we shall all get whatever we ask for in Rosh Hashanah, and we shall only see good results. Says the Mechaber Sif Gimel, Reish Nun Beis, Sif Gimel. So, as I said, that we are going to continue a little bit in our Chazara of Mira La'akim. So, Mechaber said, and we learned in the last Sif, that in the event that we have these kind of work that is being cut out and all the conditions are met, whatever it is, that we can give it to a guy. We're not telling him to do it on Shabbos. He does it on Shabbos. It's not our problem. However, says the Mechaber, if it's something that's out in the open, not only is out in the open, everybody knows that this is work being done for the Yid, but and he's doing it in a public place, or in such a case, although you're doing it in oifen amutter, you're doing it katzatz, you're doing it kablanis, you're doing it in a way that the guy is only doing it al daita de nafshay. But if it's out in the open, plus it's a yidua that this work is being done for the yid, then it's toiv lahachmer. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Vim haisa, the oiris la'avdan, the kelim lekoivis, when you drop off your suit by the cleaners, stam, I mean, you do it, show your soul. Nobody knows that it's the yid. Even if he's doing the laundry out in the open, and if everything else was done in the proper way, so it's totally al daite de nafshe, nobody's walking by and saying, oh, that guy's doing a Jew's work. So therefore, it's okay. If it's obvious that it belongs to a yid, is doing it out in the open, you have to stop him and tell him not to do it on Shabbos. The Araya, somebody who sees it, any day is a kutzitz, doesn't know for sure that you were kutzitz exact, the fixed price. But also, and people are going to be chayshish that you're a schir yayim. Who can now be simon reish membeled, as we learned in reish membeled. Like I said, this is a big review. Sif aleph, ba'ayin sham, sif dalet, the das, ha'shulchan aruch sham, the medina asa bezer. Where he discusses, it seems to be a little bit of a contradiction between the Mechaber and but Lamaisi comes out that my Ikar Din, this would be us if it's something that's being done out in the open. I think one example used then, so you have a truck that's painted with your name on the side, and the guy's mechanic shop is on smack a mill of the Jewish neighborhood. So it's obvious that it's being done for a yet. You do a shahid, which the Mechaber said, you know, it's a Jew's. Please, hachalukim shenikarim shehem shal Yisrael. If it's a outfit, a dress, a talis, right? That's obvious that it belongs to a yet. Then you the Mechaber sal gabe anar, and the guy is doing it out in the open. So you gave your bekasha to the cleaners, and he's cleaning it in front of his store. You walk by the Gaisha cleaners and he's cleaning your bekasha in front of the store. You have to stop him because that's already you do it, that it belongs to a yid. The Loi Noi, the Shamihu, says the Taisa Shabbos, that's not really true. The guy walking by the cleaners and sees that he's cleaning a bekasha, yes, he knows it's a Jew, but he's not going to be chayshed any particular Jew because he is doesn't know whose bekasha it is. Now, if you got your bekasha custom made in Fino and it says your name on the inside, then he's cleaning it out in front of the store and he has it turned inside out that everybody sees your name, that case, even the Taisa Shabbos would agree that you have to stop him. Now, the Chayodim adds another twist over here. Everybody knows when you give something to the cleaners, it's a fixed price. What's the concern is someone's going to be concerned that you hired him for the day by the cleaners? It's not a problem. The only real issue is if he's doing it in your house. Let's sum this up. If the guy is doing something for you, that is, you do it, that it's yours, it's going to fall into three categories. If he's doing it in, if it's not 100% certain that everybody does this kind of job for a fixed price, then you have to stop him. If it's everybody does it, for example, cleaners, where everybody knows there's a price list. You walk into the store, there's a price list, how much you pay for it. There, you can be makel on it, and you don't have to stop him. The Mechaber is talking about where it's not so posh. Sometimes people hire someone to clean their clothes as a scare yaim. Sometimes people hire them as a kabbalanis on a fixed price. And therefore, since it's not clear what conditions the guy was hired under, therefore you would have to stop him. But again, if it's the kind of job that not necessarily is done at a fixed price, and it's yidua that it belongs to you, possibly even if it's you do it that it just belongs to a yid, but if it's you do it that it belongs to you and people know who it is, you would have to stop the guy from doing it on Shabbos. That was the basic halacha that we started off back there, to do work on your house, not always is it the kablanis, and it's you do it that it belongs to you, and that's why in all cases doing work on your house was usur. Let's see Melechabas if the kol shekatzitz. You made up a fixed price. Afal pi sheyase and Yehuda melacha b'Shabbos. Even if the guy did it on Shabbos, mutli sir a little bit shakli, but Shabbos atzma, you'll have to go ahead and use it on Shabbos itself. The chol shekotzatz adaita de nafshei, because he did it for his own adaita nafshek of it. He did the, his own. So the Mechaber says that if I go ahead, I dropped off. Let's assume I dropped off my clothes in the cleaners on Friday morning, so there was plenty of time for him to do it before Shabbos. And I happened to be walking by the cleaners on Shabbos morning, and the guy says, oh, 5 minutes ago, I just finished cleaning your jacket. Do you want it? Right? I trust you. You'll pay me after Shabbos. We know each other for a long time. So according to the Mechaber, being that it was katzatz, and he had a right to do it, I died to the nafshe, I know for a fact he did it on Shabbos. I'm allowed to go ahead and take the jacket from him, because there was nothing wrong with what he did. So that's the Mechaber shita. Let's see the Mishbur on this kol shekatzatz. All the other requirements that were met were met. He took it out of my house before Shabbos. I gave it to him with enough time that he could have done it before Shabbos. All the other requirements were met. FLP, even though he did it on Shabbos. By God, and Yehudi shehidlik aner b'tzri Yisrael, that over there we're going to discuss, if a guy goes ahead and lights a candle for the Yid on Shabbos, afilim hoya de ketzitza, also l'shtamish l'ayri, you're not allowed to use it. The ha'chav agav Yisrael nehen ha'b'luvishasim l'lecha Shabbos, even though now I'm going to put on my suit, and I'm going to have hanar from the fact that he did it on Shabbos, mekol makam, ein Yehudi l'yavah b'shabbos v'la nois Yisrael, the guy did not do it, he had no idea I'm going to walk by his store, he totally did not do it for me. Rak adaita the national maharat of Tashu Vasa. He totally did it for his own needs. Masha'en ken hasam adlaka b'Shabbos ha'yikadeshi yishtamish b'Yisrael akshav. Over there, you can't compare it to the case where he lights a candle for me. There, although I told him I'm going to make a fixed price deal for him to light candles in my house every day, but why did he light the candle? Totally not for him. He lit the candle for me. If I dropped off my suit by the cleaners and I say to them a minute before this man, by the way, why don't you do my suit? I'll do it for you right now on Shabbos. And even the Mechaber will agree that I'm not allowed to put that on. That's no different than in there. Okay, but let's go back to the basic case. The Mechaber said to us, I drop off my suit Friday morning. I did everything okay, right? It's a fixed price. I gave it with enough time. Shabbos morning, I'm walking by the cleaners and the cleaner says to me, hey, look at that. He recognizes me. I'm a steady customer. He says, look, I just 5 minutes ago took your suit out of the machine. Your suit is ready. Do you want to put it on? I say, thank you very much. I take the suit according to Mechaber, no problem. Says the Rama, Haga, the Yesh Eisur Lafshay. Some say that it's not Mutta. Kol Shiyaduish Yehudi Gamer B'Shabbos. If you know for a fact that he did it on Shabbos, then you have to wait. The Tzarech Laham Tumimatz Shabbos B'Yedei Sheyasa. V'Hach HaNoik L'chatchila, that is l'chatchila. So if I'm walking by the store in the morning and he says, by the way, I finished your suit. I don't know if he did it on Friday before Shabbos. He did it now. Even the Ramaz mask him that I can put it on. But if I know for a fact that he did it on Shabbos, the Ramaz says we should not. It's better unless I really, really need it. Okay. But however, if I can say that it's possible he did it on Erev Shabbos, and then the Rama would be masking to wear it. Now, v'dafka im shigaloi en Yehuda lebeisai. So now I have to actually go back on something I said. I gave the example, you're walking by the store. That's a bad example, because the Ramah here says you can't pick it up from the guy on Shabbos. It's same example that we used till now, that I know for a fact that he did on Shabbos, but the guy came and dropped it off in my house. Not that I picked it up from on Shabbos. I'm sorry, I have to take that back. So let's see the Mishabura till now. Right? But yes, Shaisrin. Time unto us. So why do they say that it's us even though everything else I did was fine? Bottom line is, the malacha was done on Shabbos for you, because it's your suit was clean, and therefore it's not, you should not use it on Shabbos. And what? But you should wait matzah Shabbos k'deish yasa, k'deish lo yehaneh malacha Shabbos. What does it mean k'deish yasa? Takes an hour for the cleaners to clean my suit. I should wait matzah Shabbos for at least an hour until after Shabbos. L'fi zeh, when you're talking about 2 days of Yontav in Chutzlaritz, and Masay and Yehuda Berishain, and I know that the guy did it on the first day of Yontav, Muta Betchilas Yom Shaydim with Eishias Manavshik. Then on the second day Yontav, he dropped off the suit in my house. I'm definitely allowed to wear it as long as I waited long enough after this man for him to have done it. Because if the first day was Yontav, the second day is not Yontav. If the first day was not Yontav, then he didn't do it on Yontav. Doesn't make a difference if it was done for him or if the guy did it for someone else, but now you're able to use it, right? It's the same halacha. In other words, it doesn't have to be that he did it dafka for you. He's saying is that he did it for a yid. However, though your rabbi said it's only a problem if he did it for you. Then the Ramah said, yes, if you're able to say that he may have done it before Shabbos, the Yesh Matir Mechalinian. He says, number one, we have the Mechaber who said, even if he did it for me on Shabbos, is Mutter. But so if I have can say that it's possible he did it for me before Shabbos, then it's obviously Mutter. V'im hayo haminol mesukimber of Shabbos, rakshay tiknoi v'chalikoi v'Shabbos, shari, the yachalav shibalavach. He says, let's say he was doing a repair for me, and it was basically done to the point that it was usable on Shabbos, already before Shabbos, but all he did for me was sort of clean it up, sand it down, or whatever needed to be done, then even the Ramah would agree, even though he did that last aspect on Shabbos, since basically it was usable already before Shabbos, that would also be fine, even according to Ramah, you can use it on Shabbos. Gemara Shekas of Simeration on Gimel, Sif Aleph, Bago, Dalet, as we will see shortly. He put it in the pressing board on Shabbos, which means that this way it, but Lamaisa was already usable before Shabbos, and therefore you don't have to wait. Let's just finish up the Rama over here. All this that we said that you shouldn't use it on Shabbos is that he did something for you with you. So let's go with the cleaners who cleaned your suit on Shabbos and then delivered it to your house. However, and this we've had a similar thing yesterday, if you ordered custom shoes, mutli salam akira lelech likam and Shabbos, you can take them on Shabbos. You shouldn't make a deal with him as to what the price is. Why? I'm sorry, we didn't finish all the Mishabura before. Likach kelim, we said that this that you're allowed to, right? You should not go to the guy to pick it up. Even if you know the cleaners did it for you before Yontav, For Shabbos, I feel it's a Shabbos, but I'm not Maris Ayin, because you go into the store to pick it up, it's Maris Ayin. The Yom Shabbos, Shabbos, I saw him in Das Yisrael. It didn't look like you told him to do it on Shabbos. The Yisrael of Avush, that fill him lo Yavim, but Yadel, Yilbus Shem Shem, and Beis, and Yehud, even if you put it on over there by the guy, Gam Ken Asami Tam Zeh, because I'm going to Ram, Efsha, that fill out Yadei, and Yehud, the Asala, Viyay, the Uvdu, the Chayli, that even you shouldn't have the guy even bring it to your house. The Beis, Umen, Ben, Chilik, Ben Yisrael, any Yehud, it doesn't make a difference if the craftsman was a Yid, or a guy, you can't go pick it up on Shabbos. Aval ein Yehudi she'osa. So then, he's. Then we said this case of him making shoes. The night of the Shabbos. Number one, the making of the shoes that he did it on Shabbos. We're talking about the case that he did it at night of the nafshay. But is it avoy mebeis uman? What about him bringing it, but taking it from the craftsman's house? Even if you're going to him, everybody knows that this guy, he makes shoes to be sold. So you're assuming that you just took a pair of shoes off the shelf. They argue, even in this case, where the guy makes shoes in general, not just specifically on order, that you should not go to the shop and take it. Once again, only it should only be mut if he brings it to you. We're going through quickly because that's on the gate today. The mistama lava daiti yisrael lava demi ir sheruba and yehudim kamay shekasa b'simin tov kuf tezvav. Since the guy probably did not make it for you, since it's mostly goyim. Achemeni yehudi yuchen v'nisheinu uman. That he doesn't actually manufacture them, he just stocks them and sells them. Going there and getting your shoes on from your new shoes on Yontav, Shabbos is of the chol. Of course, you can't make a price. And you can't mention money at all. Because once you start discussing a price, that is mekachememka on Yontav, and of course, you're not allowed to do that again. Not so negay. So we went through this last part quickly. Okay, and Miatz Hashem, we will continue on, I believe, Thursday next week, right? So, the Ebishesh Health, Ebishesh have a Ksiva Chesima Taiva, a good Kaben Shiar, and we should be Zaycha to not have to say next year, Tichlashana, the Kilo Asel.